A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Chaf Beis. Baba Basra 122b. Pagination is 244. Starting from the Mishnah at the beginning of the wide lines. Echad ben ve'echad abas benachala. Both a son and a daughter have the rule of inheritance from their parents. The son will be the inheritor under normal circumstances. If there are no sons, then the daughter is an inheritor. The Gemara will elucidate what this was coming to include. According to one opinion, the opinion of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, that it has to do with Ra'ui, letting you know that these children, as inheritors, are going to inherit even things that come later to their parent. The case of Ra'ui, money owed to them, for example, that doesn't materialize until later. Another approach is the approach of Notlin Chelek Bivechora, letting you know that if their father was a Bechor, and now their grandfather passed, then the double portion of Bechor, firstborn, that goes to their father Bekever in the grave, is going to go to them, and they're going to get more than their cousins or uncle is going to be getting as part of his portion. In any case, Echad ben ve'echad abas benachala. The son and the daughter inherit. As we mentioned, daughter is only if there is no son. Ella, what's the distinction in their inheritance regarding whether they're inheriting from one parent, namely the father, or from the other parent, namely the mother? Ella sha'ben nota pishnayim b'nichsei ha'av ve'ena nota pishnayim b'nichsei ha'em. There's a difference between sons and daughters in that a son, who's a firstborn, will get double, but only in the property of the father, what he's inheriting from a father. But he's not going to get double in what he inherits from the mother. And daughters are not bechor, and they're not going to inherit double even from the father. But even the son, who does get double only from the father. The other difference is, v'habanos, and daughters, nizonos menichsei ha'av, are supported from the property of the father. If the father passes on and leaves young daughters, they're going to be supported from the estate. V'eina nizonos menichsei ha'em. But if the mother passes and she has property, they do not get such a benefit. This benefit is known as Tanai Ksuba. It's one of the commitments that a husband makes to his wife, that the children shall be supported. And that's a commitment that the father made. The mother doesn't make such a commitment. And therefore, when she passes, if she did not allocate through gifts the money beforehand, then it's simply going to go to the inheritors, and if they're sons, they'll go to the sons. If it's daughters, it'll be just split evenly between them. No accommodation for support of the younger children. Obviously, there may be cases where it's proper, or Beis Din will step in, or something might happen to take care of the children, but it won't necessarily be from the estate, because the estate is owned based on the laws of Yerusha. The Gemara explores, as we foreshadowed, what that opening statement was all about. Sons and daughters inherit, and we mentioned an opinion of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Birra'ui, things that are fitting to come. We mentioned an opinion of Rav Papa, Chelek Bechora is going to be inherited by them if their father was a Bechar, even if he's already dead, but Bekever, he can acquire his double portion. You'll notice on the fourth line of the wide, at the end of the line, Simen Nafsham in parentheses. Now, usually when we're learning, we skip the parentheses, and very often when there's the word Simen, we totally skip it. The concept over here is that in order to remember the Gemara well, they sometimes made simonim, mnemonic devices, and in this case, the mnemonic is fairly understood. Nafsham is a four-letter acronym for Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Nun, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was the first explanation of the Mishnah. The Pei is Rav Papa. The Shin is Mar Bar Rav Ashi. I'm sorry, the Shin is Rav Ashi, and the Mem is Mar Bar Rav Ashi. Mar Bar Rav Ashi's answer seems to be the simplest and most straightforward, so that's the one that we will skip to, but it is nice to note this concept in Gemara sometimes that we've often just skipped over and ignored. Simen Nafsham, or whatever Simen might be in a particular Gemara, designed to help you remember the sequence of the Gemara. So again, there was Rav Nachman, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, and then Mar Bar Rav Ashi, who's on the fourth line up. Elo Amar Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Hachi Kama, this is what the Mishnah means. Echad HaBen VeEchad HaBas Shavim B'Nichsei HaEim V'Nichsei HaAv. Son and daughter are equal in inheriting the property of a mother or the property of a father. Ela Shahaben Nota Pishnayim, the son gets double B'Nichsei HaAv, Ve'ena Nota Pishnayim B'Nichsei HaEim, but does not get double in the property of the mother. And likewise, as the Mishnah continued, Habanos, the underage daughters, are going to be supported from the property of the father, Tanai Ksuba, but there's no such deal regarding the property of the mother. Again, going back to the original statement, to keep in mind, sons and daughters are both inheritors, but daughters do not inherit if there are sons. But when they do inherit, these are the guidelines by which they will inherit, and the concept that a son inherits is going to differ whether it's from the father or the mother. The concept that the daughter gets supported is going to be dependent on whether it's the father who passed on or the mother. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.